Saturday night, the heartbreaking news started to filter through that senior elder, songman and storyteller Archie Roach had passed away aged just 66. After a long illness, he was surrounded by his family and loved ones at Warrnambool Base Hospital in Western Victoria, where he'd been in care for the last month. Archie Roach gave a voice and a story to the experiences of so many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, particularly in his extraordinary biographical song Took the Children Away from his debut album Charcoal Lane. Such honesty offering healing for people affected by the abhorrent Stolen Generations assimilation programs over 60 years across Australia. And they were words that made people who were previously ignorant sit up and take notice. The multi-award-winning musician also worked as a mentor in youth detention centres. His family described Archie as a healer and a unifying force, and the thousands of messages on Twitter lamenting the loss of a national treasure came from the highest levels of office, sport, music, and also anyone who was privileged enough to see him perform live. He sadly farewelled his greatest love, wife and musical partner Ruby Hunter, in 2010. They had two sons, Amos and Iban, and cared for about 20 foster children over the years. To learn more, you can see the documentary about them, Wash My Soul, In the Rivers Flow, which was released last year. His biography, Tell Me Why, is also widely available. Paul Kelly, who collaborated with Archie, simply wrote, Big Tree Down, Weeping in the Forest. Valet Archibald William Roach, gone too soon, and may your words continue to inspire and empower.